Al-Bayan Radio presents The Beautiful Names of Allah, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the series entitled His Beautiful Names. And in today's lesson, we're going to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Mutakabbir, the majestic one, the one who showers His greatness upon all things. Al-Mutakabbir comes from kibr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in a hadith Qudsi, reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu an, where the Prophet says, Allah says, Al-kibriya'u rida'i wal-azamatu izari, faman naza'ani wahidan minhuma qasamtuhu thumma qadaftuhu finnar. Allah says, pride is my cloak and greatness is my robe, and he who competes with me in respect of either one of them, I shall break him and throw him in the fire. Brothers and sisters, this hadith tells us that no human being should compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his greatness. No human being should compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his pride. Because if you do so, if that human does compete with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pride and his greatness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for him the fire. So this greatness belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as human beings, we should not think that we have such divine greatness. People in the past have fooled others to believe that they have this divine greatness to rule over them. People who try to imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, people who try to acquire that greatness in a sense of sharing it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they think they're sharing this divine quality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are people who live in a fantasy land, because that greatness truly belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ, a very evil end is for the ones who are al-mutakabbirin, the ones who are arrogant. And if you find yourself, if you respect people who are arrogant, you find yourself, if you're respecting people who are arrogant, then you have a sickness in your heart. If you respect people who are arrogant, you have a type of sickness in your heart, because it is against human nature to respect arrogance. So if a person who is arrogant in front of you and you're respecting him, then know that you have a type of sickness in your heart, brothers and sisters, because arrogance is against human nature. And in reality, in deep down in your heart, you do not respect anyone who is arrogant. And if you do, when he comes in front of you, this is a sign that your heart is sick. Al-kibr, when it is used for man, it is a characteristic that is looked down upon, something which is frowned upon. However, this characteristic, when it is with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is an attribute of perfection, an attribute of completeness. And this is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And human beings should be the opposite. And this is seen in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said, Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah, that whoever humbles himself for Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him up amongst the people. He will raise him up. He will elevate him. And this is the true state of a servant, a human being, that he should be humble, and he should humble himself for Allah. And as a result, as a consequence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him amongst the people, will raise his status amongst the people. Brothers and sisters, please join us again, in which we'll take another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.